Gentlemen, listen close. In 99% of cases, a woman loses respect and love for a man following the exact same script. And literally 5 minutes before, I realized that I went through the exact same thing. Almost every guy who comes to me for a consult has walked this path. Think back to the beginning of a relationship. You've got everything under control. Her behavior is transparent. The care is there. The respect is there. The attraction is high. You've got zero reasons to worry. In fact, the moment any tense or confusing situation popped up, she was the one running to fix it. She was the one trying to make peace. You felt that power. And let's be honest, power corrupts. I know this from my own life. There were times in relationships where I really crossed the line. Instead of acting with moderation and reason, I was chopping heads off. If I didn't like something, even something small, I'd fire off a harsh text message and immediately switch on the distance. I was basically telling her, "You are nobody here. Behave the way I like, or we are done. Period." That's how it plays out, right? You raise the stakes to the maximum immediately. And in fairness, I have to say, it actually works, at first. But then, fast forward a few months or maybe a couple of years, a real conflict happens. And this time, the woman actually messes up. She makes a real mistake. You're sitting there thinking, what the hell? Your eyes fill with blood, your noradrenaline spikes, you have this fit of rage, and you react. You react sharply, harshly, with zero compromise. Maybe you talk about breaking up, or you tell her you'll never forgive her. You tell her to pack her bags and go back to her mother's house. You might even block her number. In that moment, you are overflowing with confidence. You think, just give it a little time. She'll come crawling back. But you don't understand that the conditions have changed. See, her neurochemistry isn't where it was at the start of the relationship. An hour passes, 2 hours pass, nobody is coming to apologize. This pisses you off even more. You feel like you're losing control, so you do something even stupider to try and regain it. And here comes the scary part. After a while, you calm down. Your brain starts to realize the relationship is under threat, which triggers a release of oxytocin. Because of that, your empathy levels shoot up. Maybe for the first time in the whole relationship, you start thinking, wait, maybe I'm actually wrong here? It's not like her to be silent. She usually fixes this. Maybe I overreacted. You start telling yourself, yeah, I shouldn't have said that specific word. I should have handled that differently. The result? You get this urge to make peace. So, you send the text, all right, babe, why are we fighting? If I offended you, I'm sorry. Gentlemen, that right there is the fracture point. That is the moment everything breaks. It will never be the same again. You are feeling guilt, but she is feeling injustice. She's thinking, he's aggressive, he's impulsive, he's unstable. Her self-reflection kicks in. Why am I even with him? When a woman's love hormones drop, it provokes a feeling of resentment for everything in the past. She thinks, I'm not tolerating this trash anymore. That's where the flip happens. The king has been thrown off the throne. Sure, you guys might make up, but it's going to be on different conditions, and it probably won't last long. Now she's going to be capricious. Now she's going to look down on you. So the question is, how do we stop this mess from happening? It's actually very simple. I gave myself a strict installation, a rule for life. In a relationship, there is no event that justifies my irritation. We are used to thinking that there are justified reasons for anger and unjustified ones. Screw that. Anger always worsens your position. Think about it. When you are angry, you are not capable of reacting adequately. You can't measure your response. You definitely can't act smart. And most importantly, when you are angry, it is very easy for her to guilt trip you later. Let's take the most extreme example. Let's say a wife cheated. She's holding onto your pant leg, crying, begging for forgiveness. If the man starts screaming, insulting her, humiliating her, trying to scare her, her guilt disappears. It evaporates fast. Do you want to know what is actually effective? It's creating a contrast, emotional contrast. You contrast her garbage behavior with your noble behavior. If our goal was to make her feel guilty, which isn't the main goal, but let's say it is, you have to be restrained. You look at her and say, calmly, it's probably better if you leave. I'm not talking about positive reinforcement for bad behavior. We aren't going to kiss her on the cheek after she cheats. No way. We act proportionate to the situation. If it's cheating, yeah, we break up. But we accompany that action with a very restrained, calm delivery. Only in that scenario will she be torn apart by guilt. There's a high probability she'll have the thought, God, what a piece of trash I am. The takeaway is this. You can be right 1,000 times over, but if your reaction to a woman's mistake is wrapped in irritation, contempt, and negativity, it's going to work poorly. It only works in those first few years when you are her entire world. Gradually, it works worse and worse. Unfortunately, human beings are wired to think that if someone treats them unfairly, or how they perceive is unfair, they need to punish and scare you back. That's a dead end. It is much more promising to try and wake up her conscience through emotional contrast. Every person goes through different emotional states in a single day. When we wake up early and we're tired, that's one state. After we've had our coffee and breakfast, that's a different state. So when a woman answers you with indifference, or she's cold, or rude, or bold, you don't always need to rush to attack her. It is often profitable to create that contrast. If you switch her emotional state, she might come up to you herself and say, "I'm sorry." That is the positive scenario, and I've seen it in practice. I've seen cases where a woman was acting out because her mother was sick or she had some other source of massive stress in her life. The man didn't reward the behavior, but he didn't react destructively either. He kept his cool. A month or two later, her emotional state improved. She sobered up. She looked at things differently and said, "Please forgive me. I felt like I wasn't myself all that time." These positive cases exist, but if that man had taken the position of "be perfect right now or I'm leaving," nothing good would have happened. This is a very subtle moment. You have to understand how to act in your specific situation with your specific woman. There are no simple, universal tricks here. It requires internal reasoning and endurance. Why do we write with a black or blue pen on white paper? Because it creates contrast. You immediately see what you are writing. Relationships are the same. If a woman gives you an inadequate reaction, you don't always need to immediately hit her with the ignore hammer. You can simply ask, "Is something worrying you? Did you sleep badly?" In that moment, we are highlighting that her behavior is strange, it's wrong, but we do it without attacking. We basically accompanied it with a specific kind of care. You understand? We aren't pretending everything is good. We are paying attention to the bad vibe, but we aren't losing our frame. In a good relationship, a woman might instantly apologize, and the situation is resolved. How it develops from there depends on the sanity of the person you are dealing with. Yes, there are women with whom this won't work, but gentlemen, you can't have a normal relationship with those women anyway. That's the reality. I know you want more tools to handle these dynamics, and you can get them right now. I break this down deeper in my private lecture, Make Her Addicted to You. The link is right under this audio. Go check it out.